Cabs are called day and night and serve around-the-clock business, helping you and me to get places. If on a Friday night you are out and may have wandered from the path of rectitude, if such exists, and need to return home to collect your wits, hailing a cab is best. Over the years, livery stables proliferated in Midland and a hansom cab was always out for hire. Getting into town or back home is the bailiwick of the cab companies operating today, and we see their silent cars buzzing around quietly. A few memories below, mostly anecdotal, not much more. Martin's Taxi had their stand on Hoogle in the back of the old Georgian Hotel. The Deluxe Cab Company seemed to operate in the Georgian Hotel block. The reverse side has a period poem dedicated to the cabbie who seemed to also serve as silent witness to the local dramas. There were several cab companies operating along Bay Street, east of King on the north side, with Hepner's and Blue Taxi on the south side. The latter on that little pitch at the eastern end of the old Queen's Hotel. Both gone today. These companies serviced DeBow's bus lines, which stretched east toward Midland Avenue and was downtown. Cabs kept the community connected for those not owning cars, those who, if public transit was available, used it, and those who needed to get from here to there at low cost. Uber was not Alice. The cab operators, like the Teamsters before them, were organized, and there had always been a brotherhood of cabbies. Today, not so much. Renee Hackstetter, June 17, 2022.